Kampala, Africa, 26 November 1994. This is a lecture given by His Holiness Mahavishnu Goswami.
Our lives are completely misdirected and we are thrown into the darkness of ignorance, and that ignorance has got to be dissipated. And a punara arko, purana, purana means Bhagavat Purana. And in order to dissipate the darkness of ignorance in our life, this Mahapurana, Srimad Bhagavatam, is compiled. And it is Arka. Arka means sun, as brilliant as the sun. Aduna Uditaha. Now it has arisen. Before 5,000 years, Vyas Bhagavan put all the knowledge in writing, black and white, because he knew that the living entities in Kali Yuga will be having a very short memory. Before that, these were all known as Shrutis. By only hearing, we could remember before. But since 5,000 years, since this age has begun, the deterioration of our memory has started. And now it is going worse by worse, day by day, by the use of the calculators and computers. We have completely lost the remembering power. And if we try to make use of these things more and more, the day will come when our mind will stop functioning. This is the risk we have taken in Kali Yuga. And because of this, we must have a qualified guide who is correctly known as Guru. Our Guru is Srila Prabhupada. He has given us all the knowledge. Even now he is present in our books. And so many nice spiritual masters we have in ISKCON at the moment who all guide you to understand Srila Prabhupada. As soon as you come to his books, he is very simple and clear. Even a small child can understand the arguments which he has presented. So please, I would request you all to start reading first the small books. There are so many small books we have. Try to read those and understand. And then you will get the knowledge required. From your life, the darkness of ignorance will disappear, and it has to disappear. Otherwise, our lives become completely useless. And because of this, we always pay humble obeisances at Guru's lotus feet. And it's a nice verse he has given us. See here. Who's talking? Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Ena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. It's a beautiful meaning also. Om Ajna, you repeat. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militamena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Ajnana, we are in ignorance. And because we are ignorant, therefore we are thrown into darkness. And because of this darkness, with all the eyes we have, we cannot see. At the moment there is light here, you can see very clearly what is there in the room. But if the light goes off, with all the eyes, with our eyes, we'll not be detect anything in the room. This is known as Ajnana, darkness. Timira. Timira means darkness. And because we are in the darkness, the Andha, we are completely blind. We cannot see the things as they are. And this has got to be dissipated. Anjana Shilakaya, by the knowledge, by the bright lamp of the knowledge, this darkness has got to be dissipated. And the person who force opens our eyes to the fact that we have to die one day, and this is not a permanent situation. However nice situation you may create, you may have millions of shillings or dollars or whatever it is in your bank, your nice businesses, nice houses, nice country, nice cities, where so many things are nice. But they are all temporary. This is the knowledge. We are at the moment behaving as if we are going to be eternally here. That is ajnana. And as soon as this ajnana is dissipated by the lamp of the knowledge, then our eyes are forced open. And as soon as our eyes are forced open, then we pay our humble obeisances to the lotus feet of such a person who is known as Guru. And then we have to glorify the Lord Himself. Without Krishna's glorification, our lives are becoming completely miserable. There is no reason for the other reason for our misery. We cannot blame anybody but ourselves. Because of our miserable conditions, we are becoming mental. Because we cannot tolerate the misery, at the same time we cannot get rid of it. The bodily miseries are there. They arise from our this body of flesh, bones and urine and stool. And then the most important misery arises from the mind. Because the body is not all right, so the mind doesn't function all right. And because the body is not all right, there are so many miseries coming out of our mind. And because of these mental miseries, we are completely mad in the most nice countries on this planet. You take it from me. We are moving around the world. I have not seen any country like Uganda on the planet, whole planet. And even in Uganda, you people are feeling completely miserable. Krishna has given you everything here except Him. He has reserved Himself and given everything to you. Such a green place I have never seen. Such nice organic grown fruits and vegetables. If you go to the Western world, this is a dream there. Man, you have markets full of organic vegetables. Therein they grow artificial vegetables. It doesn't taste at all. If you go to London or America or somewhere, you will not be able to stay for one day because you people are habituated to have the organic material here. Such a nice country is there. Such a nice atmosphere is there. But even then the people are miserable because you are missing Krishna. And as soon as you miss Krishna, your life becomes zero. Our Srila Prabhupada told that if there is one zero, it doesn't mean anything. If there are two zeros, it doesn't mean anything. If there are three zeros, it doesn't mean. You may have 100 zeros, but it doesn't mean anything. But as soon as you add one to it, it gives a meaning to zero. Suppose if there is one zero and you add one, so what is the meaning then? Huh? 1 0, add one, you know, put one before it. 1 0, put one before it. It becomes 10. If you have 2 zeros, put one again in front of it, and it becomes 100. If you have 3 zeros, and put one, it becomes 1,000. Zeros have meaning if the one is there. Otherwise, zero is no meaning at all. So our life without Krishna is as good as a big zero. Or maybe 1,000 zeros. 1,000 zeros in the sense that I have got the properties, I have got the businesses, I have got the palaces, I have got cars, this, that. These are all zeros. And as soon as you add Krishna to it, it has a meaning. Your car is also meaningful. Your house is also meaningful. Your businesses are also meaningful. Your money is also meaningful. Your country is also meaningful. If Krishna is present there. Otherwise, it's all useless. This is the thing to be understood first. And that's why it becomes our first duty as a human being to glorify the Lord.